you might not know, there's an organization for stay-at-home dads. And joining us from that organization is Richard Blake from Lafayette. Hey, thanks for making the drive this morning, Richard. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Yeah, here you are avoiding the commute, staying at home, raising the kids, and we throw you back into the commute. So this is what you've been missing.
Yes, it is. And in fact, one of the reasons I got a late start is my daughter refused to let my wife dress her this morning. She said, no, Daddy needs to do it. Yeah, so I couldn't get out the time I had planned to get out.
Well, you got your priorities straight.
There are some interesting shifts in traditional roles, I guess, that require, I guess, adjustments on everybody's part.
There are indeed, and not the least of which is just in the schoolyard or the playground, when moms see you, they think, oh, Dad's dropping kid off today. Oh, again today. Wow, what's he doing?
Richard Blake from Stay at Home Dads. What's the organization and the official organization that's convening this weekend?
The National At Home Dads Network, as we're having our 19th annual At Home Dads Conference here in Denver. Every 2 years, it's in a new city. Next year, it'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina, actually. So you, those of you out there who might be listening that far, please keep an eye out for that. Our organization is basically about advocacy, support, and camaraderie for at-home dads, not to mention education. You can go to any bookstore and see a million books on how to be a mom, maybe three on how to be a dad. So we fill that gap.
Richard Blake from the Stay at Home Dads organization convening in Denver this weekend, the National At Home Dad Network, the website athomedad.org. So, Richard, there are a lot of jokes about, and you've heard them all. We could spend our next few minutes just dealing with some of the stereotypes. But what are some of the ways that dads parent differently?
You know, I'm not so sure that there is a different parenting for dads versus moms. I think it comes down to personality and style. We all have elements of nurturing in us, and it really comes down to how those elements come out for each individual person.
How many stay-at-home dads are there in the U.S., you think?
The most reliable numbers are 1.4 million.
1.4 million. And these are dads who, you know, in the family conversation, mom's got a pretty good job. The idea is let's keep her working and progressing. You can take time and make your work the raising of the kids.
There are a lot of varieties of reasons for being an at-home father, and certainly the decision to help support the wife's career is one of them. I mean, others are simply that the father feels like, I want to be the one to be home with our children. I may have a very viable career, but this is where my heart lies, this is where my beliefs lie, and that's where I'm going to be.
So was that your choice? Does that describe you?
It's sort of half and half. Okay. I actually lost my job and became a stay-at-home dad in the meantime. And then after a while, I realized that all those big companies I worked for, no matter how important a project was that I worked on, no matter how mission critical, enterprise, blah, blah, 2 years later, no one even remembered that I had worked on it or that the project existed.
There you go.
But with my kids, 80, 90, 100 years, who knows, that will go on being remembered.
Yeah.
Richard Blake, who stays at home with the kids at their home in Lafayette. Okay, now to the convention. What happens when all those stay-at-home dads get together with the kids?
Get together without the kids,
yeah, you mean. Without the kids, right.
Well, it's pretty much everything from a fraternal organization to a fraternity, everything in between.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also very much about learning, about coming together, asking questions. Hey, how did you help your child potty train? Did you ever have this problem? How do you deal with that?
Yeah.
So we work those things out together, as well as working out a little bit of, you know, let's let a little steam off both.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm thinking, we're at the playground and there's all the quote unquote moms with the kids, and here's a couple dads with the kids too. And that probably raises eyebrows at first.
It does. And in fact, sometimes we're sort of invisible. Just yesterday, I was picking up my kids at school, and there were these women talking, and I was not more than 3 feet from them. And one of them says, oh men. And I'm like,
hey, over here, what am I?
A man, apparently.
right. Oh, man, it sounds like a lot of fun, very interesting. And as America's families diversify and change, your numbers are probably growing?
The numbers are growing, especially as so many people are beginning to open their eyes up to new life potentials, new life choices, and being an at-home father in some areas is becoming more and more accepted. And I'm so glad to hear that, because I really realized who I was as a person more being a father than any other role I've ever had in my life. And I don't think I actually knew who I was till I became this person. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, aren't we?
Wow.
That's great, man.
I'm glad we waited for you, man. This is a great segment.
We've got Richard Blake here with us. He's a part of the Stay-at-Home Dads movement. AtHomeDad.org. They're convening in Denver this weekend. Advocacy, community, education, and support. Best to you in this job as the dad.
It is the best job I'll ever have.
How many kids do you have?
I have two, a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Wow. So, I mean, you're in the trenches. I mean, This is not they're sitting there, you know, babysitting themselves all day.
No, most certainly not. But we are, you know, coming out of the potty training cycle.
Uh-huh.
That's when you come out of the trenches, quite literally.
Exactly. New trenches ahead, I got to tell you. And more excitement. Yeah.
Yes.
What fun. Richard Blake, thanks very much for making the
trip.
Thank
you very much.
He's on his way to the convention down at
Spring Hill Suites.
Spring Hill Suites.
Very good.
Find out more.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Hey, you're most welcome, Richard.